Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back to the Mission Accepted podcast. And if you thought, oh my gosh, Mission Accepted, what's that show all about? Well, you probably heard in our intro that we talk to the most incredible people that have decided to take on the mission. I mean, whether it's a project, whether it's a business, whether it's philanthropy, and if you've been hanging out with us for a while, you know that we actually take on the mission and we do incredible things with incredible people, and we love to highlight them. So you guys being not only the best podcast audience, and I tell everyone that, so there, you're also the most studious. And gosh, you just love books. You love to read books. You love to take in information. You're always sharing your favorite books with me. And just for you, we brought Trish Springsteen back. And if you do not know who she is, this is the second time that we've had her back on the show. A lot of you are becoming first-time authors. A lot of you are understanding, and we're going to dig into that a little bit today, like braving up, and, you know, being and putting yourself out there in terms of words on paper, that process of what you go through when you do that. And I was like, who could I get to share this conversation? I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be in numerous books, and I'm kind of putting this little book together of 262 women. And I'm like, which one of those women that's going to be in that book that's going to be launching International Women's Day 2024? Hint, 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 take the day off and come join us. I think it's the woman who's been in, oh, I don't know, a few books, maybe one, maybe two, maybe 19. Yeah, you heard that right. So Trish, let's dig in a little bit. You are a speaker. You teach people to speak. You are a mentor to so many people. You've won awards around inspiration. You have taken the leap, and you talk a lot about courage. And I mean, I know, even writing a book when it's, you know, an anthology where you're collaborating with your tribe, those quiet moments that you need to get those words out, it takes some courage, which I know that you went deep in on a show previous. So if you guys haven't watched it, you need to be courageous, go watch it. But Trish, 19 books. Let's have a conversation, girlfriend.
Oh, Deb, 19 books. And, you know, I never even thought that I could be an author. Absolutely no concept on that at all. I read. My fallback for relaxation is reading, and it's not business books. People ask me, what do I read? And whenever someone asks me, what's your most recommended business books, I'm in trouble. With me, reading a business book is just glancing straight through. I have my business books there and I'll skim them. But if I want to relax, which is, as an introvert, I want to be by myself, I read science fiction, fantasy, paranormal, werewolves, you know, shifters, psychics, because I want to be in another complete world. Mm. That's where I go to relax, and that's where I get all my energy back, and I read too much. I have a library of over 4,000 books. So,
I know that you have a husband that adores you, dotes on you, supports you, rock stars you. Where are those 4,000 books? Like, did you talk him into building another house, or where do you have those books? Like, there's a library out there that's just, they're like, ooh, let's get
all over the floor.
Nice, stacked up.
Cool. And they have look, when we buy houses, it's not how many bedrooms, it's not what's the kitchen like, it's where can I put my books? Is there room to put
my books? Sales agents?
Yeah. Yep, that's it. Where can I put my books? If I can't put my books, we've had to downsize. So I had 4,000 I downsized to 2,000, and I think actually it's back up there again because I'm starting. I keep buying books, and I have a Kindle. Before anybody says, you know, there's a Kindle too, you don't have physical books. Yeah, I have a Kindle, but I still like my physical books, and I don't
sell my best ones. I just wanted to divert there and see how you manage that, but because I also do have mine stacked on the floor, like I stack mine up, and I think it looks really groovy. So.
Oh, okay. Look, if you don't have books on the floor, you're really missing a really great, great way of doing some decorating.
Like that's decoration. Design, people, like get on the program.
So, you know, the concept of me writing a book.
Yeah.
I read, I don't write. Now, when I started my business, my then business partner, we were told about a year after starting, if you really want credibility, you should have a book. Now, I thought that was probably a good idea because I researched a little bit, and my business partner and I are lazy. I mean, we do not like to reinvent. I don't like to reinvent things. So we looked at each other and said, okay, we need a book. We're not going to write a book. We've been blogging for 12 months. So what we did was we took our favorite blogs from the year. We changed the titles. We tweaked the bit, and we had our book in 30 days.
Nice.
Great. Tick it off. Of course, I learned a lot of lessons from that because this is going back about 2007. You had to go to big publishers. So it cost an enormous amount of money. Mm-hmm. We put a trust in a publisher, which was probably not the right publisher for us. Mm-hmm. So we have a book. It's got beautiful content. The cover is probably not the best because we thought he'd help us with that, but he didn't. So he took our designs, which, hey, we're not a graphic designer, but anyway. And the title is probably not the best. And we had like boxes and boxes, boxes of these books, which, to tell you the truth, I said 2007, we're now in 2013. I think I've still got about 60 of these books that I'm trying to get rid of. Anyway.
That's the perfect story, because we know a lot of people that I'm like, if you have books under your desk or in the closet, like you can do refresh and you can restart and you can still use. And I commend you because you are one of many people that have that. I never want to do a book again because I've got boxes of them still in my closet. So you did it again. So.
At that stage, I thought, we've got our book. We don't need to do anything else. About a year, 2 years later, someone said to me, you really need a book of your own. That was our joint book. Mm-hmm. Freaking hell, people. Okay. Again, I don't like to reinvent the wheel. So it was about speaking. I could speak. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'll put together my book. Look, it's this one. It's this book. And that's this cover. When I first did it, it had a different cover. So I reinvented the cover later when I got further the story. So now I had our joint book and that, and I thought, okay, we have ticked off that column. I do not have to write another word other than in my blogs. So fast forward, really fast forward, many, many years, about 5 years ago. That's time my business partner and I had split amicably, and my business had changed its focus a little bit more to more mentoring, and it was just me. And I was able to brand the way I wanted to, which is my purple. And I got asked to contribute a chapter to a book in America. Now, here I am, confident. I could speak. I'm believing in myself. I am not a writer. And by the way, I'm not an author. Yeah, okay. I've got two books. I'm not an author. I owned that author bit.
Mm-hmm.
Two books, and I hadn't owned that author book bit. Mm-hmm. So think about that, and I'll come back to it. So I said, okay, no, I'm not doing it. I just speak. Thank you very much. I love the fact that you asked me. And then they came back, and then they came back. And about that, I had my other aha moment, and like, oh, Trish, you are not walking your talk. You tell people to grab opportunities. So I thought, we will contribute a chapter. It's a book in America. Nobody in Australia is going to read it. So if it's really awful, no one's going to know. No one's going to know, because I had no confidence that I was a writer. People, remember, I didn't think I was an author, even though I had two books. So that was a big mistake. People read it in Australia.
Right.
In Australia. So they liked it. So in those last 5 years, I have been a contributing author. I have co-authored and written 17 books because what that did was it broke that mindset, that block. I had to sit back and say, well, hey, Tricia, you know what? You probably are an author. And I realized that what I did, if I was going to write, all I had to do was channel my speaking through my hand onto the paper. And I write like I speak, which is conversational. It's authentic, it's genuine, it's me, it's warts and all. It may not be the most perfect writing, and that's what an editor's for, because I love editors. They fix me up. But it's me. And so that broke the dam. And since then, I pretty well, I facilitated two compilations myself. I learned a huge lesson by picking up another project that someone dropped, and that's a story in itself. And I'm currently writing two other books.
So there, I mean, there's lots of lessons that happen and lots of lessons to be learned. I mean, there's one, for example, picking up a project halfway through that wasn't yours, maybe not a great idea. Who knows how it's going to turn out? Could have been the best thing that ever happened or the worst thing that ever happened, but you braved up and took it. Once you get into the habit of something and you break that barrier for yourself, like you said, you weren't owning that you were an author. And you hear the word just a lot. Well, I just contributed a paragraph. I just contributed a chapter. I just co-authored. And I would encourage people to take that just out of there because only 3% of everyone who ever has wanted to be an author has actually stepped up to be an author. And when you're hanging out in the world of knowing people that are collaborating or writing their own book, it can somehow feel like everyone's doing that, but that's not the case. And to be able to, I mean, let's talk about a little bit about the advantage that people don't even realize. I mean, I'd love to, when you say what that has done for you, what that has done for you on the inside, making you more competent, making you more comfortable in your own skin, braving up. People have written things like, I talked to an author yesterday. We just had her on the show, how here she is at 77 years old and was brave enough to put something in her book that she may not have been brave enough to do. It was something that happened when she was in 1967. Like, I think the cathartic personal development that happens, but also the business exposure, the business development, when people go, and I don't know where all your books are, and you can share that with us, please do, so people can go and look. But it is very branding. I think it's very telling. It tells people like, this woman's collaborative. This woman's willing to step up. This willing woman's, I mean, never mind that you have purple hair. I mean, that helps too. But there's got, it's like, it shows bravery. It shows courage. It shows that you're willing to step up and step out. And I think that there's all sorts of subtle messages, including being able to, I mean, I have a podcast, I have a company, people send me their book. I don't forget who they are. I do not forget who they are, right? I read either a chapter of a book, a piece of a book, or the whole book. And tell me what you feel has been some of the benefits for you around from a business perspective, a personal perspective, because, for the average person, they're saying, well, that's a lot of books, but and it can be if you want it to be, but tell us, I mean, tell us what your experience is on that.
From someone who didn't think they were an author, to my view now is where I absolutely am passionate about the fact that every single person has a story inside themselves that they need to write. And whenever I'm with any of my mentoring clients, if ever I'm with anybody, I say, you need to write. And they say, why? How? I don't want to write. I can't do it. I just say 500 words a day for 30 days. Is a 15,000 word book. That is a normal, reasonable size book. You can have your book in 30 days. You don't have to start from scratch. You can go and find all the things. If you've done videos, if you've done blogs, you can repurpose them into books. So my view then is that I talk very passionately about a book because I think it's a legacy. people don't throw books away.
Mm-hmm.
They put them on the shelves. They may gather dust. They may skim them. Yes, I skim my business books, but they're still there. And they may give them away to other people. They may end up in a secondhand bookstore. And you know what sends shivers down my back every time I share this thought is the thought that sometime 20 years down the track, maybe even 30, someone walks into a secondhand bookstore because they'll still be around and they pick up one of my books and there may be a passage, a paragraph, a chapter that they needed to read at that particular time that changed something in their lives. Or they went on to Amazon and downloaded one of my ebooks because they'll still be around. And to me, that is why I write. It's not, you know, the credibility comes because face it, people, when you've got author up there and someone wants to go and work with you or wants to talk to you, if you've got an author and someone else hasn't, the perception is that an author has credibility. They've mm-hmm. actually, as you said, put themselves out there. They're going to go to the author. Mm-hmm. That's why you've got to own it. But for me, it's the legacy that I leave. It's the same way as when I speak, the thought that there might be someone who hears those words. So it's never about me. It's never about me, the author. It's about me being able to give the opportunity for someone to go to that book and need what they need at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I really started to own in the last 5 years that's why I write. I'm very discerning now a bit more on what chapters I contribute
mm-hmm.
because you can get overwhelmed by doing lots of chapters. But let me say right now, categorically, I don't care if you've contributed 3 sentences to a journal that someone has published, you are an author.
Mm-hmm.
You need to sit up and have the courage to say, I am an author. Whether it's 3 sentences to a journal, whether it's a paragraph, whether it's a 500-word chapter or a 1,000-word chapter, or whether you've co-authored it, you start somewhere. As soon as someone takes your words and puts them in a book that other people buy, you are an author. And yes, it took me all those years from the first 2 books that I wrote up to about 5 years to realize that. Mm-hmm. So that's, if you take no other message from listening and watching me today, just own being an author because it's a legacy. It's a legacy. And I can beat your friend, your person that you do. Last year, my mum is 88 this year. Last year, 87, mm-hmm. she published her first book.
Fantastic.
So freaking proud of her. It's a fiction book.
Yeah, it's never too late and it's never too early. You know, people that are like, I haven't yet, like, you know, how many words can we put into? Yeah, but I shouldn't enter an award because I haven't yet. I shouldn't done it because yet, right? And then there's the other side of it. It's like, well, it's too blank late. I'm too blank late. Enough already. If there's anything that, you know, we have shown in the world so far is that it's never too soon and it's never too late. So let's.
Now is the time to do it. Just now.
Absolutely. You know, sit down, stop scrolling and put a few words to paper. So, and there's even programs that can help you with that. Look, I know that you're going to be coming back and we're going to be having another conversation, but look, you have many books that have had many different, a multitude of different reasons to read them. You talk about some personal, some business, and otherwise. So just please tell everybody where they can go to find your books and see which one they want to purchase and read today.
See just above there, my website, trishspringsteen.com. You go there and you put trishspringsteen.com/books and you'll find all my books.
Awesome. And we're going to have that in the show notes as well. And look, but Trish said yes to me. I met Trish at an incredible event where it was just super fun and it was virtual. Obviously, I'm in Canada. She's in Australia. Not that it had to be that way, because gosh knows, this woman is going to be with me on May 11th, the final summit to the, you know, what should we say, the 262 Project Part 1. Who knows what's going to be Part 2, but anyway, so she will be in Vancouver, and I've been to Australia a number of times, but she is going to be authoring in the 262 Women Entrepreneurs, Altrepreneurs, Creatives, and Media Leave Legacy, Rock Legacy, and Tell All, and she would be happy to be able to sign that book for you. And if you feel like you want to be in a book with us, which honestly, lucky you, lucky us, please reach out. We still have spaces for the book as we speak. So just reach out and we'd love to have your story as well. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. I have to say, you are the first author that I know that has accomplished that many books. So I'm not gonna try to do 19, but you have inspired me to continue to say yes as I've been saying yes. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. I just love your whole message. Everything behind your message is all about courage and all about gumption, which is why I adore you. So again, it's trishspringsteen.com. And if you want to be sitting where Trish is and doing a show, if you want to come into our book or come onto our stage, please reach out. You know where we are. This is not difficult. It's deb@debdrummond.com or debdrummond.com. I love how we both have our names for our sites. Super easy. And until then, you guys be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.